For today's High Peak Viewpoint, I'm talking to John Sayner, the Chief Executive of Derwent Rural Counselling Service. So first off, John, what does the DRCS do?
DRCS, Derwent Rural Counselling Service, provides a counselling service to the people of Derbyshire, which is in conjunction with Derbyshire Healthcare Foundation Trust. We deliver that counselling under the name of Talking Mental Health Derbyshire. So we treat something in the order of 12,000 people in Derbyshire per year for low and high level mental health problems such as depression and anxiety and stress.
And why was it initially formed?
Derwent Rural Counselling Service has been in existence for about 27 years. It was initially formed to help agricultural workers in Derbyshire whose livelihoods were so devastated by the foot and mouth disease way back, and a group of five councillors got together and said we need to help these people, which they did. Since then we've grown to a staffing level of over 70 qualified counsellors and 8 qualified CBT therapists to deliver the programme for the government, a national programme, which is known as Increased Access to Psychological Therapies, IAPT for short, which the government is attempting to address the massive problem of mental health issues in the UK today.
And what will you be doing for Mental Health Awareness Week, which starts next week, John?
For Mental Health Awareness Week, our staff, our admin staff and our clinicians will be going into supermarkets and putting up a stand, Tesco's and Sainsbury's, to put the word out there that we can deliver the treatments that we do. Our staff will be going into the streets and they will be handing out our leaflets, because it's really important that we promote our work to everybody so that they know that we're there to provide this service, which I must add is free at the point of contact. We do not charge for this service. We are a charity and we do deliver it for free.
The Derwent Rural Counselling Service has grown a lot in the last 5 years or so. It was 7 counsellors in 2012.
That's
and now
correct.
70 members of staff at the moment. So what's that down to, that growth?
That growth is down to the government recognising that because of mental health problems in this country, nationally, we are losing £16 billion a year in lost productivity and absenteeism from work. So they've recognised that it is a serious problem that we face. Nationally, we are losing 71 million working days due to that absenteeism, all because of the mental health issues in this country. Therefore, the government is providing funding through the National Health England to provide counselling service so that we can get people back to recovery, get them back to work and lead a well-being, a well and a good, healthy working life.
And what other services do you offer aside from counselling, John?
Yes, we do offer other services. So the IAPT programme starts at the age of 16 years old, but Derwent Rural Counselling Service itself works with school children. We're working to try and prevent bullying in schools. We're working to counsel school children and young adults and teenagers. We also deliver well-being programmes for businesses across Derbyshire. That is trying to help managers create a well-being work culture for their staff and their workforce so that those who are experiencing low-level mental health problems such as depression, stress and anxiety are able to remain at work, be productive and do not get worse such that they need professional and detailed counselling.
And where should our listeners in the Peak District go for more information?
They should go to our website, which is, and they can self-refer on this website. They can either go to their GP and the GP will refer them, or they can refer themselves. The website is www.drcs.org.uk, or they can contact us by telephone, and the telephone number is 0800 047 6861. They can email us on admin@drcs.org.uk. But as I say, if they access our website, they can complete the form on there, and we will contact them immediately and invite them into the service.
John, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for calling.